Oh, hello, people of cadaver gals, cadaver pals.
Hi, cadaver land.
Hey, cadaver land.
New word.
This episode is going to be a little different because we have some news that some of you will not like. Well, if you're listening, you probably won't like it. But first, I'm Gabby, and we have Nika.
Hi, hi.
And Taylor.
Hi.
So on today's episode, we are going to be talking about one single death, which is the death of a podcast called Cadaver Gals.
No. So sad, you guys.
Surprise, Taylor. It's canceled. No.
Surprise.
I mean, it is. Taylor knows, though. It's like, Taylor, don't worry. Taylor knows that it's over. But yeah, so we are... I mean, I guess it's either a hiatus or a permanent hiatus. We will see. The future is forever uncertain. But unfortunately, this will be our last episode of Cadaver Gal. So, you know, thanks all of y'all for listening.
We've had some really good listeners. I mean, there need to be more of you, but, you know, it's okay. The numbers we have were fantastic.
No, I honestly love exactly how this went down. Like, truly. And I think our listeners are so special. And that's that. Big gratitude vibes, you know?
No, that's good. So what we're going to do is we're going to tell the story of this podcast and how it died and, you know, also recap some of our favorite episodes and see what the best fitting death would be for Cadaver Gals. So let's play the theme music. Why not?
Cadaver Gals.
I don't know what y'all are going to say. You don't know what I'm going to say. Everything is on the table right now.
Yeah, this episode, it's free form. So if you like structure, get out of here. Listen to the previous episode. That one was fun.
That was a fun
one. I created an outline. So not to be type A, but I am a teacher's pet and I am. It's who I am.
No, it's good. Someone had to be. So
yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, guys, listeners, here's what happened. The podcast had many iterations before it became Cadaver Gals.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It started as a joke, so it's only correct that it end in this
way. Well, but it started almost a year ago as a joke, or was it 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Oh my goodness. It's been, yeah. This has been like a 2 year long road.
Yeah, so in 2019, Taylor, Nika and I still all went into the same office. And at some point...
I was just going to say in the days of the mega desk.
Yeah, we had a mega desk where Taylor and I sat across from each other. And then Nika was in the front. Unfortunately for Nika, wasn't the best place to be in the office.
I hated the office.
But what happened is one of my friends who also does comedy, who's also a public defender, she had this case at one point that she told me about where she went into this... It was like they were collecting evidence about this woman who had died. And what had happened is they had gone into her apartment building and she had melted.
I had forgotten that is exactly what I couldn't remember even remember what happened,
her.
But she melted.
Wow. Oh my we God. Talked about that story for weeks.
Yeah, because what they think happened was that it was a BDSM situation gone awry. And then the person who accidentally killed her or made her pass out or something, what they did is, this was like in the middle of the summer in Georgia, and they left and they turned on her heat really hot, and then it was really hot outside, so then her body just melted. And yeah, my friend was telling me about this, that, you know, she was telling me about the photos, and there was also one person working on the case who I think was like, so obviously having to look at a melted body all the time is probably not the most fun. So what they had done to, I guess, grow accustomed to it is they had put the melted body as their like phone background, so they would just get used to it. Anyway, I don't think they ever figured out who did it.
I did not know that part. I did not know that part. Wow.
I know. But at first that was kind of like, we were thinking, okay, that's a horrific, terrible story. But then we were thinking kind of like about dying alone. And what that, even though this, she didn't technically die, she was probably killed. She didn't technically die alone. But then we had this idea of doing a show called Dying Alone.
Well, and to be fair, it also came out of Taylor and Gabby were single at the time. And they kept making jokes about dying alone because of this unfortunate incident. And because they were like, we're so single, we're going to die alone. And that's also kind of where the name came from.
but I also want to die alone. That sounds better to me. I just want that on the record, okay?
I want on the record that I was actually never single this entire time.
That's true. Mika's never single.
I was single, and then I wasn't, and then I was single again.
I've been single the whole time, you guys.
Woo, Taylor wins.
The oldest and the singlest of us all. Maybe it's just because I'm wise enough to not find a partner.
Yes.
That's what it is.
That's what it is, Taylor.
Yep.
That's what I happened after that?
So then after that, we were like, hey, we have all this access to these microphones and whatnot. Let's like make a podcast about it. Like somehow we were like, we should just do a podcast. So then we recorded an episode right before the Christmas holiday for our bosses. We gave it to them.
It was a gift.
As a gift.
It was a Christmas gift.
Unbeknownst, which was really ridiculous because I'm pretty sure you referenced my breasts as saggy tits that you roll up in
it's like chocolate. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that was gifted to our bosses, which they loved hearing about that, I'm sure.
But they did like it. They liked the episode, not that part of it, but they thought it was good.
So unbeknownst to us, they sent the episode to iHeart. And they were like, okay, do a bunch of these. Just don't say the C word and you're good to go.
Yeah, iHeart's only thing was don't say the C word, which I found hilarious.
Cunt?
Ooh, Gabby.
Ooh. Bad girl.
I'm just clarifying. But because the whole point of the show is we were going to say every case we were going to do is about people who had died alone specifically. And now keep in mind, this is happening end of 2019, early 2020, where there are some other things in the world that were happening that we, weren't really considering seriously. But
then we did consider it seriously.
Yeah, because then, Nika, do you want to tell about like that episode we recorded in then February in which we were riffing about COVID?
I don't remember that.
Oh, yeah. I could have had COVID at the time, honestly, because remember I had really bad cough and y'all were like, do you have COVID or something?
We were like making silly jokes about it. Wow.
Yeah. It was, and then we were like, oh, and then things happened, as we all know. We were all there.
So then it was dying alone was not an SEO searchable term and also terrible timing to talk about something like that. Because, that was like the early part of COVID, which is like so many people had it. No one, like people weren't getting hospitalized. Hospitals were overrun. It was terrible. So many people were dying at home. And meanwhile, we were like, well, we had this podcast idea. So silly. And then we're just like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. So obviously the next move is to just call it Cadaver Gals and continue to do the same thing that we were going to do.
Well, pretty much. To be fair, it was death in general. And Cadaver
Gals,
we
really opened it up.
Who, I think, was it Gabby's idea? Whose idea was it? Because I remember.
Mine. It was mine because I was on a Schitt's Creek binge at the time. And so
I was like,
Jazzy Gals. And I was like, Cadaver Gals.
I love that. We were sending each other names, silly names for a podcast for like a week before we figured out Cadaver Gals was what it was going to be. It sounded too ridiculous at the time.
Yeah. And then also, that was the one that we liked the best. And also moving it to general death did work better because I honestly don't think we would have had that many episodes.
Yeah.
Like if a pandemic hadn't happened and we had continued as dying alone, like, I don't know if we would have found enough information and like if the stories would have been in this is like doing true crime podcasting is so morbid. It's like I don't know if these deaths would have been interesting enough, you know? Like,
absolutely. Well, and towards the end I was of Cadaver Gals, I was like trying to repeat stuff. Oopsies.
I was like, we already talked about people who are covered in honey and eaten by bugs. Obviously, we already done
like,
that.
Oh, shoot,
that's so 10 weeks ago, Taylor. And then the podcast launched, and yes, December 2020, and a lot of people were still mad about it, about us doing a death podcast in the midst of so much death. And I do think it was still poor timing, but it was just kind of funny that it's like it could have been even worse timing, honestly.
Yeah. Do the haters think that? It could have been worse, haters.
It took us a minute to get our stride, I think. So once we did, but like we turned off enough people in the beginning to where it was like no coming back from it.
Absolutely. Yeah. We really found our niche.
And it was y'all. So thanks y'all for listening, honestly. So,
yes.
Yeah. And now, so yeah, we've done 50 episodes. First four, not so good, but I feel like the rest of them are pretty good. So, and we've learned a lot of information. But unfortunately, due to timing and jobs and listenership and other things, alas, Cadaver Gals is getting staked right through the heart.
Oh, is that how you want it to go?
Well, no, but I feel like staked through, maybe it's like vampiric though, and then we could like come back later in the future, maybe as like, you know, like the vampires in like New England and Rhode Island, where they were just like, we're going to feed off of like our surviving podcast somehow.
Right, right. Like the vampires that were feeding off of their ancestors' energy, or no, the ancestors that were feeding off of their family's energy because they were actually vampires.
Yeah, yeah. That's
just
what they
like
were.
Just like that.
I mean, tuberculosis, vampires, I hardly could tell the
same
difference.
Same thing.
Okay, that's a fantastic way for the podcast to die. What about you, Nika?
I think that the podcast should die by a girl boss death.
And yes. Yes.
And I actually, do you guys remember when we did the girl boss prophet, when Gabby did Joanna Southcott's death?
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember
the name. Basically, okay, Taylor, basically, this is how the podcast is going to die. So she was... lived in like 1750s in England, a small town. And in her 40s, she got prophetic visions. She got this like massive following, actually. She said that the next Messiah was going to be a woman to like, because Eve did the bad thing. So the next Messiah was going to be a good thing. And it turns out that she had a disorder that made her look pregnant. So she said that she had the female Messiah in her belly. And then, and Gabby did such a great job at telling this story, but she... quote unquote, had the baby, but there was no baby. So she called it a spirit baby.
Mm. I do remember the spirit baby.
Yeah. And then she like would roast people if they were mean to her. And like she wrote like a 15 page letter to this guy who like roasted her. And the guy was like, dude, I don't even know you. And she had a lot of haters, but she was a girl boss to the end and never gave up and was very firm in her beliefs. And I just think that's how we go. That's how Cadaver Gals goes.
Okay. I buy it.
And there might be a spirit baby, you know?
Possibly.
Okay, so I just said that y'all are going to make fun of me, but I said that it was just going to die of natural causes, like how it's dying now. But I think that we need to enroll the Cadaver Gals episode or podcast into the facility in Arizona to cryogenically freeze it so that we can use it later if we need it.
So, I think that's a very smart idea.
Yeah. So
I forgot about cryogenics.
How could you forget?
That is weird.
And the vegetable burrito, the vegetarian burrito.
Oh,
who could forget that necessary detail?
Who could forget that journal entry? I had a veggie burrito and then he died in my arms.
Yeah.
What?
Well, you know, we're going to have to really pull our monies together, but it would be really cute if we all were cryogenically frozen too. With the podcast, so just in case, like, you know, a couple hundred years later or so, they're like, you know, we should really bring that podcast back. They can bring us back.
Wow. I mean, I'm sure more deaths will have happened by then, so more material.
Well, exactly. And we would be able to have experienced it. So the content would be extraordinary.
Much better than current.
Yeah. Maybe we would get good deals too if we did, like, because we could just do the head thing, right? Where getting your head frozen is cheaper, and maybe we could do like a 3-for-2 or something.
Yeah, they had a family
like two, one free. Okay.
Oh my gosh, y'all. Okay. I forgot that there are people that are actually just freezing their heads because they believe that science is going to regrow whole bodies whenever they get unfrozen.
Look, that's not out of the realm of possibility for me.
It's
because
not.
Like most of like everything's controlled by your brain. Like your whole body, your brain controls your whole body. So like why would you need anything else?
And what about the heart?
Well, but if your brain's functioning and it has something else that's making blood go to it, it's fine.
I just think it's like so dystopian sci-fi to think of it like that. Like what are we? Squids? Just growing new tentacles? kind of hot.
Nika's turned on.
Humans learned, will evolve to squids.
I've learned so much about myself on this podcast.
Okay, guys, we're going to be right back, and we're going to talk about other ways that the podcast can die based on previous stories that we liked. So, you know, we're going to be right back. Okay, guys, we're back just like hooting, hollering. That's what we're doing today. Ooh-hoo. And Nika had asked a superb question to Taylor.
Yeah, I did. Taylor, what are your fave episodes?
Okay, I kind of feel like you could guess, that y'all could guess one of mine, because I feel like I talk about him a lot.
Is it horse adjacent? No. Who's him? Whom? Who?
Him? Who?
Him?
Them?
Who's him?
Who? Jealous.
Wait.
Do you want to guess? Or...
No, oh, I literally, no.
Tycho Brahe? No.
No, but I did think about him a lot.
Aw, you did.
In my reminiscing. No, Sir Hugh Willoughby.
Willoughby. Oh, yeah.
My boy Willoughby trying to boating around with his boys.
Oh, yeah. Boating with his boys. Taylor, what happened in that story? I kind of forgot.
So basically, as it usually happens, there's a guy who wasn't very good at boating around. And so he got promoted to be a captain of a ship. Or a fleet of three, actually, on the Bona Esperanza was the boat that he was on. And basically they were like, hey, if we get lost, let's all meet back at this one place. Well, like pretty much immediately, Sir Hugh Willoughby and one of the other boats, they got lost, couldn't make their way back.
Immediately they got lost.
Immediately they get lost. I mean, like right off the bat, they like getting out of the harbor, they struggled, I'm pretty sure. But
how embarrassing. Well, ran into like a bunch of other boats and you're like, oh, my bad.
They really did. Like they did have issues because there was like bad weather or something and they couldn't navigate it. So they were like 2 or 3 weeks late from the start. But anyway, so they eventually find some land and it turns out they're like somewhere near Russia or something. And these fishermen come and they see these two boats. So they get on and they're like, oh, my gosh, all of these people were on, like, all the from both ships were on one, and they were all, like, frozen in time. Like, one was, like, Sir Hugh Willoughby himself, like, had his pen in his hand. He was journaling. Some of the other, like, there was even, like, a dog that was, like, or a cat, I can't remember, one of the two, were chasing a mouse, and, like, mid-chase, and the mouse was, like, I mean, like, everybody was frozen in
still
time.
Still frozen in the air.
And so...
leaping into the air. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, so yeah. And then they're like, oh, my gosh. So, like, these fishermen call up Russia, their motherland, and they were like, or they call England.
Called up Russia.
And they're like, hey, come get your boys. Okay, and so they come, they're like, oh, we can't get them for a while because the weather's pretty rough. So they're like, we'll come get them a little bit later. And then one of those, the ship sank and, like, more sinking happened and more death happened.
Oh, yeah, because the dead boys on the ship sank after they were going back. Yeah. Yep.
So anyway, but we knew about all of this because of his journal, which was the modern day Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
What a take.
He was tweeting away in his journal about what was going down. And so that's the tea.
Oh, no. I'm going to die mid-tweet. I don't even... Ugh, God.
Gabby doesn't How really even tweet, do you? Do you tweet?
I don't. No,
you
I
should.
Don't. Well, I did. My Twitter was my public radio Twitter when I did that. But now it's just my ass joke Twitter. Which is embarrassing because my public radio people follow me, but now I started a new Twitter so I could stalk people in a professional way. But I haven't tweeted a single tweet yet. So
okay,
Gabby's Twitter username is like Love Slim Jims or something like that.
No, it's not.
It's Slim Jim Abortion. No, but it should be. That's my comedy brand.
It honestly is.
What was your favorite, Gabby?
Oh, I mean... I had a lot of favorites because I love myself. And I mean, I think the classic was when we called to Nicolas Cage to help us dig up the body of playwright Tennessee Williams so that we could give him the proper burial that he wanted.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That was a good it was a good Nicolas Cage impression, too, on my end.
Yeah.
Not to
it was very good.
But yeah.
Yeah. No, but you should. It was an incredible impression. And because the thing is, what I think we discovered on this podcast is, you know, sometimes people just don't respect your wishes after you die. Mm-hmm. So make sure you just die, you know, with, you know, where you want to be, you know, like if you're going to be cremated, make sure you just die inside of a furnace or like die. No, I'm just kidding. I'm fake. This was fake news. Okay. Anyway, no, Tennessee Williams, you know, he died and he had written this whole thing where he wanted to be thrown at this specific spot in like the Gulf of Mexico because this poet he really liked had thrown himself overboard at this one specific spot. So then Tennessee Williams wanted to be tied up in a sack and thrown overboard to lie at the bottom of the ocean. But alas, instead what happened was then his family buried him next to his mom in like St. Louis, and he didn't really like have like they, you know, he, I guess he was close to his mom, but they had like a pretty dysfunctional relationship, as seen in like most of his work is about like dysfunctional family relationships. So he got buried next to his mom, which I'm sure isn't, that wasn't what he wanted.
Well, remind me, did we call upon Nicolas Cage because Tennessee Williams was a national treasure? I don't recall.
Yes, he is a national treasure.
Okay, so that's how we made that connection.
Well, and Nicolas Cage, like, you know, steals things, you know, he's a tomb stealer.
A tomb.
He's a grave robber.
Because, you know, the guy in National Treasure is just, that's actual Nicolas Cage. Because those are documentaries, as we like to say, about feature films.
I like that we also covered Graham Parsons, because that was actually the exact opposite. He died and then he was about to go get the whole tradish situation. And then his friend said, oh, no, you don't. And we're super high and went and stole his body and burned it in Joshua Tree and then left and like hid for 2 weeks and then no charges were made.
If I die first and I don't get buried properly, y'all better be stealing my body to do the right thing.
Oh, anything to get high. I'm kidding. And then make a podcast about it. I love you. Absolutely. Yes. That'll be best content.
Well, don't you just want to be obliterated? Isn't that what you said you wanted with your body at one point, Taylor?
I think it has changed so much over. I honestly don't even know how.
Taylor, you're the kind of person that's like, plant me into a tree.
Well, yeah, that's actually what I've always said that I've wanted. But there was a time that I think that I was like, just obliterate me. I want no part of this.
Yikes, mid-pandemic Taylor. That was the vibe.
Was that your favorite one, Nika? Graham Parsons?
No.
Oh.
I have two faves. My first fave is the Thanksgiving dinner, Omima Nelson, killed her husband and chopped up his body and ate some of it and went to jail.
Oh, is that the one where she like got her ex-boyfriend's help?
Absolutely. That is the one where she got, it seems, into an altercation with her new husband of like just a month. And she killed him and then cut up his body, put some down the food processor.
Oh, gosh.
Which the neighbors were like, we heard the food processor going for 2 days and we were real confused. They found like pieces of his torso in the freezer. They found like, apparently they never found his penis. And they think she ate it.
Okay.
Yes. And so she was freaking out because she still had, I think, some of his head and some of like the things that she couldn't get rid of. So she went to her ex-boyfriend and was like, I need help, please. I'll give you like money. I think she like offered her ex-boyfriend like one of her husband's motorcycles. And her ex-boyfriend said, of course, of course. Like, let me just put my shoes on. Called the police on her immediately. And there you have it. And she is still in jail right now.
There we have it.
This was during Thanksgiving. So everyone calls it the Thanksgiving dinner from hell. That's what everyone calls it. But I think it's that one. And then also probably flesh eating bacteria, just because I have a personal connection to it. Because I also, I have never had flesh eating bacteria, but I think about it a lot because I get my acrylics and stuff. So now every time I have like any amount of pain in my nail, I'm like, is that the bacteria that eats the flesh? Like, that's my real question. But the good thing is that I now know all the symptoms and I know exactly what to do. So I feel like that, God willing, will not happen to me. And I have to thank Cadaver Gals for that.
Yay, Cadaver. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Y'all have saved my life.
It sounds like we've made you slightly more neurotic or something, but I mean, that's fine too.
I think that's very possible.
Possibly. Yeah. Possibly.
I mean, yeah, I feel like the death that I do, that I think was too short, as there was not very much detail about it, but the one that I do think about probably weekly is the poodle death, where the poodle, this was in Argentina, there is a poodle on like the 13th story of an apartment building that jumped off of the balcony, landed on a woman, and she died, and the poodle died, and then a bunch of people like gathered around to like see the death because it was like, oh, terrible. And then another woman who was in that crowd stepped backwards and got hit by a bus, and she died. And then there was like a man down the street who was like, I think an older man who like came out of the pharmacy and like had a heart attack, and then on the way to the hospital died. So that one is just like, what the hell?
I knew you were going to bring that up, but I just remembered this is where we learned of Nika's disdain for labradoodles.
Oh, yeah.
I have said it before and I'll say it again. They are mutations. They were never meant to be on this earth. And they look like people, men in dog suits, humans in dog suits.
I actually am jumping on that bandwagon. And let me tell you why.
Oh, okay. Wow. Growth.
Everybody growth. And their mom has a lab, like a doodle thing. I keep calling them doodle things now because like everywhere I turn, I see a doodle thing and I'm like, what are you doing? Everybody's being so basic with their little doodle
thing. What are you doodling?
Absolutely. What are you doodling with your doodle?
Right. And like, let me ask you a question, listener and my friends. When's the last time you saw an actual poodle? Not recently, yeah. Right?
Who knows?
Well, I did a comedy show at a dog park, so I did see some poodles.
Yeah, I was at Fetch the other day, too.
Okay, I think you guys are mistaken. Because I think that labradoodles are actually making poodles go extinct.
They're not going extinct, but they're probably not as popular as they were because they are now other mutations. So
we've created a new creature.
Whatever. If anyone wants the link to the labradoodle creator saying, I regret my creation, I have the link to the article. It's in my notes app and keep it with me.
Thank you, Nika. I want to remind you guys of one of my second favorite death. And that is of President Garfield, if you recall.
Oh, yeah.
He was shot by a man. a white man who thought he deserved this job that he was unqualified for. They were like, yeah, you have to speak French. And he's like, I don't speak French, but I deserve this job. And he's like, no, you don't. And so he's like, okay. So then he like shoots him. Really not cool. And so he totally could have been saved, but his doctor, if you recall, his doctor's name was Doctor.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like fishing through.
Oh, I remember this one. This one's bad.
So he was like fishing through the wound with his like dirty fingers, not knowing about bacteria and whatnot. And then when Garfield began losing weight, he was given beef stew up his bum, which did nothing because you do not receive nutrients that way. But he was just getting
beef. You expel them.
He was just getting beef stew up the bottom like 2 or 3 times a day. And also a shot of whiskey to ease the pain.
You can look up the recipes. It's so
it's like 2 grains
bad.
Of it got me. It was like 2 to 3 grains of salt got me.
So uncomfortable.
You gotta get that absolutely. Salted seasoning for your for stew in your intestine.
Butthole.
And then didn't you say that that's probably like that's what killed him, not the gun wound?
It wasn't the gunshot wound. It was sepsis from like the bacteria from just fishing around in his bullet wound. He could have been saved if Doctor knew what he was doing.
I do think, though, that like putting beef stew up your butt is not like a recovery thing. Like, I'm sure it didn't help.
Definitely not. And like afterwards, he was like, oh, I'm going to create this pamphlet for you. So to like tell everybody all about it. And they were like, that's not how that works. And it was like proven to not work because Garfield still was losing weight and at an exceptionally fast rate.
That's a quite perverse one, Taylor. But I guess I would expect that of Gabby, not of you.
But it was a president. And I just find that so interesting.
The presidents have crazy stories. Spinoff podcast. I'm kidding. I really love that one. Yeah. I think that the way that I think my favorite in terms of like if I gotta go, I go like this, is the poison one. Do you guys remember the Tofana water one?
There were so many poison ones. Which one?
I know. I love it. I love, you know, I'm like, women can murder just a little bit, you know? And this one murdered over 600 men, but all because they were abusive to their wives. And so she created an odorless, tasteless poison. This was in Italy in like the 1500s, I think. And she had this like black market basically for her poison for wives of all, you know, walks of life, basically, who were poisoning their husbands and getting away with it. And it went really well until one wife, you know, was like, I don't want to do this. And therefore she was betrayed, which big drama. You know, y'all know I love theater. So it's like, I want betrayal. Mm-hmm. Like, I want crazy story. I want it to like, you know, I want aesthetic. Like the poison bottles were beautiful. And then she was hidden in a convent, still working her black market operation through nuns and priests. And then finally there was a revolt because someone was like, she's poisoning the water supply. And they all believed. And so she was tortured, confessed to over 600 murders of men, and then executed.
Hashtag girl boss for sure.
Girl bossing.
Yeah. Do we think we should take a little break and then come back?
Yep. We're going to take a break and come back, and we're going to talk more. We're going to reminisce a little bit more and also maybe have some complaints. Hot gossip for you. I don't know what the complaints are. We're going to come up with some hot gossip for the last section of the podcast. Okay. We'll be right back. Okay, cadaver gals, cadaver pals, we're back with some complaints, corrections, and, you know, general reminiscences. But I guess speaking of which, here are some things we mispronounce throughout the show.
Oh, yeah, Nika.
Oh, no, this is bad. This is bad. Pika. Why are you going to do this to me? This is racism.
No, I think that, but I feel like that was the most glaring one was the, was Pika.
The entire episode saying Pika.
But that was confirmed like we by Taylor.
Yeah, I confirmed it though. I was like, for sure, that's what it is. So,
and we did have a lot of good puns about it, you know, Pikachu, Pika Nika, but Pika. So Pika Nika.
It really just fit our narrative better as Pika. So that's why we did it.
We choose our own truth. Don't we all as humans?
Yeah, that's our truth is words are a suggestion. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. And then, Taylor didn't make a mistake, but then someone said she made a mistake. Here's what happened. Tell us, Taylor.
This grinds her gears. We heard about this for a month.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed about this. So we got this like angry comment from this man. He was like, I assumed it was a man. I have no idea. But
sexism alert.
They were saying that I said that in World War I, the Holocaust happened, which is not the case. I went back and I was like, oh my God, did I misspeak? Because obviously I know that the Holocaust happened in World War II. So we went back and checked. All was fine. He just didn't have his listening ears on. And I would like to state yet again, I had just finished a whole TV series on World War II. And so I was up on my World War II knowledge, especially at that time. So do not tell me that I don't know World War II versus World War I, which, let's be clear, I don't know a lot about World War I. I will admit that. But I know that the Holocaust was World War II.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's right, Taylor. You know that information.
You say it. You tell him. Love that.
And then I think, the episode I think that got maybe the most haters was the rat torture episode.
Oh my God.
Which, I have complained about this, but I still think about it all the time and what it means for our society about the complaints we got. Because, Nika, that was yours, right? Where you talked about, So what is rat torture? Remind us what rat torture is.
You know, I'm so glad you asked because I actually did have this in my outline. First of all, let me talk a little bit about my idea around this story. So, I'm really scared of rodents, okay? I'm really scared of them. Do I want them to die? Do I want them to be executed? No, I don't. That's not what I'm implying when I say that I'm scared of them. I just do not like them. I think their tails are very thick and pink and they don't have hair. Do their faces look cute? Yes, okay? I'm gonna give you that. Now, listen. I faced my own trauma. I said, you know what? people have used rats in the past. I can't even say the word. I'll say it. Okay. Rats in the past to kill people. It is a proven fact, as many other people have used animals in the past to kill people because people are terrible. I don't know if you understood in Cadaver Gals, that is kind of the point of this show, is to tell you that people in the past and the present are pretty terrible. Especially in the past. Well, who knows? Anyway.
Well, yeah.
They still suck today, for sure.
So I faced my own trauma, and apparently it caused some controversy. I started by basically talking about where rat torture came from. It was in London, where, like, the underground chamber in the Tower of London would flood, and then rats would pour in to the prisoners and nibble on them. And it was just nibble time, it was eating time. And then Emperor Nero also loved to play hungry rats, and he would put them in a barrel with, you know, with a torture person or whatever, and the rats would eat through the people, or they would get executed or at the very least tortured. And this guy, Diedrich Soenoe, also loved torturing people with rats during the Dutch Revolt. He was, like, known for it. So this has been happening for a while, okay? It's not a surprise. And when I faced my fears and I talked about my trauma, it caused a backlash.
Your trauma, a hubbub. Your trauma, as Gabby's song, your trauma triggered somebody else's trauma.
Which was just like, because, I mean, also the gross thing with the medieval, like, rat torture, right? It was like they would put the bunch of hungry rats, like, in a basket and then place it on top of your belly, and then they would, like, eat through you. Which, that's, you know, that's a little nasty. But then all of the fucking people on the internet were like, I can't believe you talked about that much detail in reference to the rats.
She was like, they I speak upset. For the rats, okay? She was right, the wax like, of
not
the rat.
The people. Oh, absolutely. She was like, it's honestly so rude that you would talk about rats being killed in this way. Mind you, we don't know if the rats were killed, okay? I think that they had full tummies, actually. I think they probably lived long and prosperous lives.
I mean, they were tortured, but... So yes, were the people. Well, were like, the come torturing. On, like, what?
So were the people. Two, there was, I think, a child death in that same episode.
And well, it was child mutilation. It was there where we Nero. Go. Yeah, it was where Nero, Nero, like, killed his wife by, like, kicking her down the stairs and then replaced her with a boy who he castrated to look like his wife, basically. And there's child molestation, child torture, child death, all this stuff. But the rats.
That's the rats. That's the line.
The rats were the problem. The rats were where we draw the line.
And it wasn't just one person. It was like several people like complained, because it's like a relatively small show. So when you like get any sort of complaints, you're like, what the hell? Like, what the hell, guys? Like, but there was like multiple people who complained about how we described. I don't even feel like we like described the rats, like what was happening with the rats that much. But it's just
what
just
they
like,
were doing.
Just what they were doing.
Yeah. And I guess we were too nonchalant about it. I mean, sorry.
Yeah.
Not sorry.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty funny.
It was very funny, but it just like, you know, in terms of, I feel like, you know, we're all very like animal rights here, you know, Taylor, we always have Taylor's right. angle of the yes. animals, and we think about that, but you know, also that wasn't the point of the rats. That wasn't, you know, like, yeah, care about animals. It's also animal welfare is a public safety issue. It's a public health issue. It's all these other things too. And yeah, we're probably the reason why there are too many rats, like in New York and other places, because we just let them fester. And that's what happens, you know, when you build civilization and shit. And also, but then we did talk about strychnine, how people have been abandoning strychnine as rat poison because it hurts the rats too much. So we have done some rat. We are advocating for the rats,
healing.
Too.
Yeah, we're doing some active healing at the moment. Now, when we only talk about strychnine, we talk about it in terms of people poisoning other people.
And that's okay, though.
That's okay.
That's okay.
Anyway, so
what a
rat torture.
What a fun year it's been.
What a year.
I guess, Taylor, what was your most, if the rats were the most traumatic one for Nico, what was your most traumatic one? Was it?
I can't even speak of it. You know what it is. Oh, my God. We had to record it twice. The first time, they made me cry. They being Nika and Gabby, y'all made me cry. And so
I said this in that last episode, the one that we recorded, and I'll say it again. We didn't make you cry. Your trauma made you cry. Okay. Honestly, I was really worried about you, though. You were like super triggered.
And we are talking about the equine horse. I forget how you, what exactly the, basically the horse going in the man's butt and then busting his intestine and Yep. And when I accidentally saw some horse porn.
Oh, boy. And then I got to do the little segment of what can and cannot you put up your butt?
Yeah.
And you can put a lot of things.
That was
including
so fun.
Eels.
Oh, yeah. Gabby, eels, live eels.
Gabby, were you ever triggered?
No, I'm dead on the inside.
Checks out. I'm just kidding.
That is sad where I'm like, yeah, nothing really affects me anymore.
That's okay, Gabby. You're the strong one for Nika and I. Nika and
I think
me.
This was the triggering moment.
That you just now realized you're dead inside?
I'm just dead inside. I mean, I think what was actually like triggering for this show, like this show was a large emotional upheaval at the beginning of it because we had so many like negative comments on the show. So I do feel like the 6 weeks after we launched, I felt like shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like I felt so bad because, you know, you have people telling you you're a bad person for like talking about death in sort of this like cavalier manner. And at that point I was like kind of on board with that opinion. But now I'm like, I think there's different people doing different things, different roles. Like I don't have those like necessarily those ethical qualms anymore. But, you know, you get that criticism of like you're a bad person, or you'd also get criticism like you're boring and stupid, or you get criticism like you're a fat bitch, which I identify as a chunk cunt. So let's.
Oh,
sorry, I'm saying cunt again. But I'm just saying it's. I think that was like something like a learning experience that I'm sure like a lot of people like go through when you like launch something that people are like listening to, which is that there are going to be so many opinions about the thing that you're doing. And you kind of like, I have just learned, I do not look at comments online anymore. I haven't looked at our reviews since those first 6 weeks. I haven't like even on like our Instagram, like I don't necessarily look at the comments on what our posts are. I don't like, and like other things in my life too. I just like, I've put blinders on to kind of like that feedback because I didn't find it constructive.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
well, I think saying you're a fat bitch is not a very constructive criticism. You know,
did somebody call you a fat bitch, Gabby?
Well, that was from TikTok. Okay. More of my TikTok stuff, but I think there was like a lot of like TikTok interaction and then this podcast created interaction. And yeah, so any advice for people who are trying to start things that gets like attention before you're necessarily ready for attention is just like, don't, you can't take that shit to heart, like what people say, because people are just going to say negative things and their opinion, just as long as you feel like you're aligned with your, like have values, have morals, but like also what people, any criticism you can think of, people are going to say that about
you.
And even more creative ones, but usually criticism is not that creative. There's like five different types of criticism, I feel. And then just people saying Yas Queen sometimes, which is nice. But you need like 70 Yas Queens to like compensate for one like you're a bad person, I feel.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yep.
I think
sounds
you're
like
a great
that was
person.
A big learning and like moment for you. Yeah, I think you're great too, Gabby.
Thank you. But yeah, I guess I would like to say lastly, so thank you to everyone who listened, and it was very nice that y'all stuck around. And it was really nice to get to know some of y'all on the internet. And then also, you know, I mean, it's like, it has been nice to have like that interaction, to have like that, those positive reinforcement. And also people like excited to hear us talk about really, I mean, just how bizarre humanity is.
Oh my gosh.
Really.
So bizarre.
Yeah. So very grateful to everyone who listened.
We love you so
thank
much.
You for listening. We love you.
We love you if all you right. were nice to us.
Yeah, only if.
Yeah, we're just three sensitive people who made a show. So yes, thank you for listening, and maybe we'll be back one day. Time will tell.